Enoch took a stroll one day with the master, just him and the Lord alone. He got so close to the portals of heaven that God just led him on home. He keeps leading me home, past and for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys I thought I would never see dawn. But the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys I thought I would never see dawn. But the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I have a source of strength when I am weak that takes me through and life is pressing me. I have a source of power from above. I've covered over by a seal of blood. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious blood saints were made there for me. And all my sin, my sickness, and my pain, when I need healing, I claim the precious blood stain. I
do not know how others make it through.
Who never go to Calvary as I do. But there's a healing, cleansing stream that flows with peace that only its redeemed can know. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious blood stains were made there just for me. For all my sins, my sickness, and my pain, when I need healing, I think the precious blood stain. I do not know how others make it through. Oh, never go to Calvary as I do. For there's a healing, cleansing stream which flows with peace that only its redeemed can know. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious blood stains were made there just for me. For all my sins, my sickness, and my pain, when I need healing, I need the flesh as blood stains. You may wonder why I choose to live this way, and you may wonder how I make it through today. Well, I found the answer when I fell down on my knee. I would rather live for him more than anything. Oh, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. More than houses and land, our riches untold. Than to live in this world and to lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. All these earthly things, they will ruin and decay. But I don't matter, I don't need them anyway. For my treasure is over somewhere on the blue. I have given him my everything. Now it's all up to you. Oh, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. More than houses and land, the riches untold. Than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. All these earthly things, they will ruin and decay. But it don't matter, I don't need them anyway. For my treasure is over somewhere on the blue. I have given him my everything. Now it's all up to you. Oh, rather live for him more than anything I know. More than houses and land, our riches untold. Than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do what's right. I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right. I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right. I know the Lord will make a way. God wants everybody in heaven. Everybody's welcome. People don't know that prior to the crucifixion, in order to be part of the Commonwealth of Israel, you had to get circumcised and you had to do the sacrifices and all that stuff. And to be part of the Commonwealth of Israel, and they do all these feasts. There were types and shadows of what's coming, but after the crucifixion, you didn't have to get circumcised anymore. And, you see, God was changing the turn of events. And then in order, after the crucifixion, in order to get saved, you had to do exactly what Peter was given, the keys to the kingdom. And he was asked at the day of Pentecost, what must we do to be saved? And he got the formula. He said, Peter, I give you the keys to the kingdom. And on the day of the Pentecost, Peter took those keys and he opened up the formula for how to get saved, how to go to heaven. And he said, repent. That's got to have to repent. Because we're sinners, eh? We're born in sin. We need to change our nature. He said, repent and and repent of your sin, realize you're a sinner, and then you get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and then once you get baptized for remission of your sins, then the Holy Ghost will take over, and He will lead and guide into all truth, and that worked perfect in the early church, up till the devil got a hold of it, and he began to pervert that whole thing. And then by the time 300 years roll around, like Peter said, like the apostle said, after our departure, they'll come and they'll mess up that whole picture. But the early church, they had everything crystal clear, and they evangelized that whole Middle East there, Turkey and all these places, and the whole, all the Middle East was Christianized. But then Satan came in, and John warned us, Peter warned us, Paul warned us about these grievous wolves coming in, destroying the, messing up the picture, so to speak. And that's what the devil's been doing for the last 2,000 years. But here we had Martin Luther churching back around, and then John Wesley, and then Brother Branham. And we're just trying to give you a kind of a crash course what's going on out there, and that's our job. And here in this closing day of the time, God sent that evangelist, that prophetic, and that prophetic ministry, Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, to put the record straight. And all we're doing, we're holding on to the fort. We're the only thing that's left here in these closing days of time, because 3 years from now, it's all gonna disappear. But in the meantime, what we're doing here, we're sending out this invitation to the marriage of the Lamb. That's all that's left. The grace age is over. It's no use going out there to get baptized, because it doesn't serve its purpose, just like circumcision has served its purpose. Now all that's out there now, like I say, baptism is over as of October the 15th, 2021. You can go out there and get baptized, but it has no meaning. It doesn't serve its purpose, just like circumcision served its purpose. Now that grace age is over, the 2 days of Hosea are over, and now all that's left now for a short season of time, the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Everybody's welcome. There's no condition. You don't have to get baptized. You don't have to get circumcised. All that's spun away. Now all you gotta do is come and take the waters of life freely and get involved and get to accept the message for your day. That's all that simple. Come and drink out of the waters of life freely. Like it says back in Revelation, whosoever will let him come. That's open right now for everybody. No condition. Just accept the message for your day, and that's what we're doing here, you and I. We got a job to do, and that's what we're trying to put out there and all around the world. But the fish don't bite, you know. Leave stress, I will come and kill dear gay line. Jesus hat die aufgenommen, eine Erhei dir Pelei. Liebe Schwester, sei willkommen, Hand und Kuss sei dir geben. Jesus hat die Sinn gebissen, und nein, so hat dir Peirei. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bist du Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bist du frohen Ewigkeit. Liebe Schwester, geh in Frieden mit uns hier in dieser Zeit. Glück und Heil sei dir beschieden, darum so sei doch bereit. Liebe Schwester, geh in Segen mit uns hier in dieser Zeit. Bleibe stets auf Gottes Wege, sei zum Leiden doch bereit. Sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, thy will come. Bishop of Avi Khan, Liebe Schwester, thy state's wacker, denk was du gelobet hast, und trag wie ein guter Acker, Früchte für die Ewigkeit, bleib in allem abgeschieden, lehm ich mehr die Eitelkeit, such den Eintrag, such den Frieden, flehe trägen Sicherheit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, Bischof Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, Bischof Ewigkeit. O drum verde, da nicht müde, hier in dieser Leidenszeit, dort singt ja die Scheiderliebe, froh und frei von allen Leid. Bald sind wir dort vor dem Throne, wo die Krone uns bereit. Wo uns Jesus Gottes Sohn auf ewig uns befreit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, Bischofraue Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, Bischofraue Ewigkeit. Siehre Freistadt für die Seele, die nach Jesus wunden hat. Wie die Tau zu Noahs Arche, zu Flucht in Tod nicht verwandt. Amen, Amen, sei willkommen, allen waren wir bereit, dir zu wünschen mit den Frommen Friede, Freude, Seligkeit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bist du froh, Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, Bischof Robert Ewigkeit.
That's what we've been saying here. Everybody's welcome. There's no conditions. Back, because the Grace Age is over. The Grace Age was there. It was a time for 2,000 years, the 2 days of Hosea, to call out the bride for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that era is over. You got to realize that God's got a plan and a purpose and a blueprint. And now that time of the grace age is over. You can no more become a part of the bride of Jesus Christ. You see, we took advantage of that Acts 2:38. We went out. We had to go get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins, and then the Lord, what the Lord did, He took us and He led us into all truth, and the truth of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. Before the Lord would open up that avenue of Brother Branham and my life, I had to first get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then He opened up His scripture. He opened up that avenue, that vein, so to speak, and then He led and guided me to the ministry of Brother Branham and then to the ministry of Brother Jackson. And here we are, we're just simply doing our job. What we're doing, we're sending out, now as that invitation is on, to the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And you can read it over in Matthew 20:22, and you can see exactly that scripture is now activated. And all we're trying to do, we're just trying to set the record straight. But we kind of want to continue on that
talk we had yesterday about planting a good tree. You know, you got to have a good tree. We see we're born in sin. We're shipping iniquity. And our heart is, when it comes to this world, our heart is defiled and it's not born again. It's just what you're saying this morning, something like we need to be born again. We need a change of heart. And the only way you can get that change of heart is doing exactly what they said, Peter, back when he was asked, what must we do to be saved? And he simply had a simple formula. Here's the key. Repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And that's the promise to you and to your children, to them that's around, far off. It was the program up until October the 15th, 2021, then that was the end of the grace age. And just that simple now, that's for sure. Now there's an invitation open. Come and drink out of the waters of life freely, because over in Revelation you can see it. Where Jesus is sending out that invitation, come and drink out of the waters of life. Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever is a thirst, let him come. And whosoever heareth, let him say, come. That is on right now. You just got to believe what we're trying to say here. And that's all the conditions that you have to meet, is to believe what we're saying. We're telling people the truth. Let's say we can. The fish don't bite, you know, everybody thinks, because right now it's a different era. The grace age is over. They don't even believe us that the grace age is over. And now all that's left is the invitation of the marriage supper of the Lamb. And it's open for whosoever will. Just that simple. Where's that scripture where it says
Matthew 12?
I'm trying to stay on topic, you know. It's pretty hard for me. I get going and I get drifting off somewhere else. I don't want to stay on topic. I didn't make the tree good. Matthew 12, verse 33. I didn't make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by its fruit. And here I'll try the other translation again. Make a tree good and its fruit will be good, or make the tree bad and its fruit will be bad, for the tree is known by its fruit. But you gotta get into the German translation. It's Setzet, like you really got to go digging deep. But the real meaning is, you can't make a tree good. You gotta, it says it here, Setzet entweder einen guten Baum, so wird die Frucht gut. Oder setzet einen faulen Baum, so wird die Frucht faul, denn der Frucht erkennt man bei ihren Baum. See, like the other translation, it says plant. Plant a good tree. See, when you bought this place here, you had to go down to that baker called and get some apple trees. So what you did, you took that apple tree and you planted it in that garden. Now every fall you got a good tree. You got some apples off that tree. But you had to take it and you had to plant it. That's, I'm trying to get the thought out. You plant a good tree. It's up to each and every other to plant a good tree. Plant a good tree. And the only way you can plant a good tree is do what it says back in the early church had it. Is to get repent of your sin. That's a planting a good tree now, because we're not, like I say, we're born in sin, we're shaped in iniquity, we come into this world and speaking lies. Our heart is desperately wicked and it's need of something. And then what do you do? You get to planting a good tree. You need a new heart. You need a change of heart. You must be born again. And the way to be born again is Acts 2:38. Repent of your sin. Get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And then, like I say, the Holy Ghost will lead and guide you into all truth. And if you're really serious and genuine, that Holy Ghost will lead you exactly where you and I, where he led you and I. He's not going to take you anywhere else, because, but see, Satan has perverted everything. Now everybody thinks they're safe when they join the club, when they join that Hutterite diabolical satanic water baptism in the titles of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. When completely Satan has infiltrated that formula that Peter came and instituted under the Pentecost, because
Because Peter, Paul, that word, after our departure, Satan will come and he'll pervert that whole formula. And before you know it, 300 years later, he had that whole thing so perverted, and all of a sudden, now from now on, Constantine set a thing out there from now on, where everybody's gonna get baptized in the titles. When the Bible says in the name, see, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that's not a name, it's mm-hmm. just a title. And people, they go wholesale for 2,000 years. They've been baptizing people in that diabolical, satanic, counterfeit Baptist, and they don't know it. But from time to time, there's somebody that rises up, like we're talking about that Joe Mandel. He knew there was something else out there somewhere, and after he had that out-of-the-body experience, and it was not it. See, when you die, reality sets in. They had that out-of-the-body experience, and the Lord allowed it to shake him into reality. And then he went from calling to calling to tell people, this is not it. We're being duped. We're being deceived. And then I heard it, and they put me on a course, and the day came when I had to walk out of my home. I was terminated already, and I had to lose it all just to find this pearl of great price. That's what happened exactly back in the early 90s. And the Lord put me on a course, and he brought me to the ministry of Brother Brent. And then I found out I need to get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of my sin. And that's exactly what I did in 1994, 1995, back around that time, I got baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by immersion for the remission of my sin. And then I was on that journey. Now the Lord began to open up the scriptures to me. He opened up the fact that God sent a prophet. He opened up the fact that after that, he died in 65, and then he brought me to the ministry of Brother Raymond M. Jackson. And then for 40 years, he preached his heart out. And then the Lord took him in 2004. And then he called on you and me to hold on to this word. All we're doing here, and the church age, the ladies, we're holding on to these tremendous, this gold mine that Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson brought to the church age, the ladies, that. And we can see that, read it back in the book of Revelation where Jesus said, and the church age, the ladies, I counsel of thee to buy of me gold. I counsel of thee to come and sit under the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jack. That's that gold. It's going to address you. It's going to give you a revelation of what needs to be done before Jesus comes. You've got to have a revelation, because the church world out there, whether it's a Hutterite, whether it's a Mennonite, whether it's Amish, whether it's Pentecostal, the church world is exactly what the Laodicea is. It's blind, it's wretched, it's naked, and it's everything that's in between. Mm-hmm. But we just want to set the record straight here today. Heavenly Father, we just come before your presence, give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you've done for us, Lord. You've given us a responsibility here in this closing days of time to set the record straight, Lord. And we realize, Lord, we need your help. We need your input. We just cannot do this on our own. We can't use our own intelligence. So we just say, ask, Lord, that you lead and guide us by that of your Spirit. Take our vocal cord. Take everything that we have, Lord, and use us for your honor, for your glory, to bring out this end time message, Lord. We just pray you'll open the hearts of the people and allow them to see it, Lord. It's that increase that we need, Lord. We just can only do so much. We're trying to do our level best here in these closing days of time to bring forth a message that's been delivered to the church ages of Laodicea. And we're just trying the little that we can. We're just trying our level best to do that, Lord. And we open up that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb here in these closing days of time, Lord. We just pray you'll take what's been said, use it for your honor, for your glory, gift that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're just trying to make things alive, because, like I say, back in the church age of Laodicea, Satan has infiltrated the human race to the point where there's nothing left there, because Laodicea, the church age of Laodicea, that's that church out there, that's that world church out there, that's that Hutterite, that's that Amish, that's that Pentecostal, all that whole environment is blind, it's naked, it's wretched, it's poor, it's miserable, exactly what the churches have become. And then he warned, he said, I'm going to spew you out. You're like, they're lukewarm. They're neither hot nor cold. And then he said, because you're neither hot nor cold, I'll spew you out of my mouth. And now the church world out there hath been spewed out. Mm-hmm. There's nothing there. And then he comes along and he says, I counsel of thee gold tried in the fire. And that gold that he's talking about is the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. And all you and I are, though, we're holding on to that fort. We're just holding on to the things that these two men have brought to the church age of Laodicea. There is a counsel of thee to buy of me this gold, so that when the Lord comes, that you'll be dressed with a revelation, and that you'll know exactly what's going on, and that you're the things that you're surrounded with. You'll have a revelation, you'll be dressed, and you'll have eyes to have on, that you're going to be able to see exactly what we're seeing here. Now, that's the only thing that's open now. It's the invitation to the marriage supper of Philae, and once that expires, then that tribulation kicks in, and the day of the Lord, and it's all, and then you're going to have to give your life, because it says, blessed is he that dies in the Lord from henceforth. We're just trying to do our level best with our 2 cents worth of knowledge that we have, trying to put it together and trying to wake up a lost and dying world, like that Joe Mandel we're talking about yesterday. He had a out of the body experience, and he went from calling to trial, tried to tell him there's something out there, that Hutterite thing is nothing but deception. We're being duped. We're being deceived. And that's why he wanted to find somebody that'll go out there and find that something. And that's why that, even that I remember that Solomon from way back, that's his son Solomon, and he's always going around looking for something. What he was looking for, he, like I said yesterday, he was looking for that something that's out in the air. Some people are more sensitive than others, and they pick it up. There's got to be something somewhere. That's what you and I, we felt something. We felt there's got to be something more, especially after I heard that man, that Joe Mandel, come and tell us his testimony. Said, on there, something out there somewhere. We just got to put our life on the line and go look it. And that's exactly what I did. I went looking for it, and I found it. Exactly that same thing that he would have found if he would have put his life on the line, and he would have gone out there, he would have found the ministry of Brother Branham, because the Holy Spirit would have led and guided them into all truth, just exactly like he led and guided you and me into all truth, and led and guided us to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jack. That's where it's at. And then from there, the sky's the limit. You're just going to made yourself, and here, in these closing days of time, like we're saying, we've been in this for the last 30 years or so, and now we've saturated ourselves, and then we're doing exactly what the Lord told us to do. First thing is the same, why don't you set up a website? So we set up a website, and the Lord brings you on board, and you're a natural computer shark, so to speak, and you know exactly how to do it, because he knew I didn't have the know-how to do it, and then he told me to pick you up. He said, without you, there's no program. We've been over it and over it again, but there's new people coming in all the time, and they hear us, and to them it's a foreign language, but we got to put down the footing where we're coming from. First, you got to be born again, because we're born in sin, we're shaped in iniquity, we come into this world speaking lies, and the only way, according to Peter, back in the days of the early church, that day of Pentecost, the only way to get born again is to repent of your sin. We're sinners. We come into this world speaking lies. Our heart is defiled and desperately wicked. The prophet said, you can go back and read Ezekiel and Isaiah, what they brought it all out, that you got the natural man has absolutely no value of nothing.
Right. He's shaped just, in iniquity. You can't, that's why we are born. It's because of the fall of Adam and Eve there in the garden, that we all inherited that fallen nature. And that's why we need, our spirit needs to be born again. And when that spirit is born again, then God can slowly clean up your life and things that you shouldn't do. And as the spirit speaks to you, then you become a new creation.
See, when you get baptized in that rigmarole, like I was saying, yes, my dad, he preached his heart out for 40 years, and he did German school thing and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, all he could produce was a daughter Hutterite. Mm-hmm. That's all that system can produce. That's all that diabolical, satanic, artificial hijacked baptism can do. You get in that system and now you got a license to get married. That's all that thing can do. It can only produce another Hutterite. Just like that Amish there, Pragamaro, it can only produce another Amish. And that's all that we're trying to do. We're trying to set the record straight and yank people back into the reality. Mm-hmm. You must be born again, and the way to be born again, back under the grace age, God calling out the bride for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're very blessed and fortunate that we heard that call before that grace age end. And back in 1995, I just went and I saw it in the scripture. They told me you got to get baptized. And Jesus' name, they told me about a prophet, and the first thing I had to do, I hit the water and get baptized by immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of my sin, and then the Holy Ghost was led and guided me right from back there from 1995, and we've been going ever since, and as time goes on, you know, we've just been led by the Spirit of the living God to bring us to where we are today, so that here in these closing days of time, there'll be a voice out there that'll tell the people all around the world that where it's at, you know, that God sent the prophet. Because you won't find this on YouTube, what we're saying here. Because then nobody will tell you about God sending a prophet or that chief apostle. Mm-hmm. And then here we are. We're just holding on to the fort, holding on to the things that we've given to the church here to lay the sea, the ministry of Brother Branham and the ministry of Brother Jackson. Mm-hmm. And then here's his invitation. Going out, that's why now it's open for everybody. If you miss the grace age, there's still grace open for you. Like when the grace age is over, there's still grace. Now the grace is multiplied times multiplied. And now all you have to do is accept what we're trying to tell you here. And then you're going to be at that marriage supper of the Lamb. You will never become bride because it's impossible. That opportunity to ever become bride is over. It's over. Done. But you can at least be... Get out of this hell that's coming, and you can be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And we don't know what happens after that, Paul. I know you're going to be eternal. You're going to be eternal life. You're going to be something. You're going to be out of this hell that's coming. Because just up the road is that big tribulation coming. Just up the road is that day of the Lord and these things. And then after 3 years, Jesus comes down and He sets up his kingdom, and Satan is no more. 3 years from now, there'll be no more devil. He's going to be cast out because we found it through the scripture, through the ministry of Brother Brennan. We found out about that midnight cry that happened February the 28th, 1963. Was the middle of the Laodicea. Behold, at midnight there was a cry. That midnight cry happened in 63. And then we know that the Laodicea churches begin in 1906. We've been over it and over it again, but you have to do it over and over again because you're living in a world of such tremendous deception out there that Satan that has infiltrated every aspect of society, and then the inhabitants of the earth, that's the people, that's the church world, all the inhabitants of the earth have become made drunk with that wine of that religious fornication that you can't find truth anymore, because truth and the hour that we're now living in is going to be evil spoken of. All we're trying to do to keep this thing alive, to be like, we don't want to get spewed out. We're not lukewarm. We're on fire for God. Because we know what the hour we're living in. We told you about that midnight cry. We told you about the beginning of the church age of Laodicea. And then all you got to do is to put two and two together, and you come out to 2021. October the 15th, 2020, that was the end of the grace age. And then what opened up then is a seven-year period that left for the Jewish people. And now what's on? The restoration of all things. Before this fighting is over in Israel, you'll see them building a temple. You'll see they're owning all that land that God promised Abraham, because now we're in season of time where that seven-year period where God is once again restoring Israel. It's on the word. It's on the way. It's on the way, you know. It's not finished yet. We're just, that's why they're fighting over there to establish that line, to get that land that God promised to Abraham. The scripture is going to be fulfilled right to the day, and all we're doing, we're trying to make it live. We're trying to make realistic here. We're just trying to tell you what's going on in the spirit world. Mm-hmm. And see, like it says in the last days, evil will be spoken, the truth will be evil spoken of. And black will be called white, and white will be called black. The truth will be called a lie, and lie will be called a truth. And all of a sudden, the Hamas people, there they are, and the Jews are the underdogs. And just the way society is, and we're trying to keep ourselves, our spiritual sanity. That's why the Lord moved on to start up his website. That's why the Lord moved him to get up at 4 in the morning at 5 o'clock in the morning to start the day with prayer and with songs and things like that. And to keep our spiritual sanity, to keep that fire burning, to keep ourselves from being spewed out and keep, I would that it were hot or cold. But because you're lukewarm, we'll just spew you out. And just that simple. That's the church age of Laodicea. We don't want to be caught up in that thing. And we want to be on fire for God. That's what we're doing. That's why we're doing what we're doing here. To keep this thing alive, because that's the only job description that we have been given. We've been given the mandate from the Lord to expose the unfruitful works of darkness, to expose these religions out there that are controlled by Satan. Just like that man had that out of the body experience. He said that hot right thing is not it. I used to think that was it, and he had to die and go into the region beyond to see reality for what it is. And he saw that hot right thing is just another weapon of Satan's weaponry of mad deception. We're just trying to focus everything back into reality.
Yeah,
you and I, that thing is so real we can touch it on it practically.
That's why it's not a good tree. Like a good tree, the foundation will be right. Like the root will be right and everything. Like the root of Christianity is baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when I was baptized in the colony in the Trinity, I knew something wasn't right. Because my spirit, something was not right with that Trinity water baptism. And that's why it's not a tree that you can find in the scripture where the real baptism is. The real baptism is Acts 2:38. When you take the baptism in Matthew 28, it says, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The name is Jesus. That's It's just the way it's worded. It's just singular. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's who has... who has been given the rights over everything is Jesus, because of what he did at Calvary. Jesus died for our sins, and in the name of Jesus, we are redeemed back to God. And that's the way of redemption, is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in that merit, that's how the baptism is worked. And that's what the Satan did in the early church there when the apostle went to sleep. He already brought in that Trinity baptism. By the time 325 AD came along, that's what was lost. And when I was baptized around maybe 2000, and I knew something wasn't right with that baptism. It wasn't until 2004 that I found out that it's all to do with that baptism, that the devil had managed by 325 AD to take water baptism away from the people and has introduced this Trinity baptism, a false god baptism into the human race. And what Brother Brenham did was to restore it back, all the truths that were lost, that God had restored from 1500, all these truths God restored. And that's what God required in the Laodicea church age, is that, and that's why we Laodicea had to have a prophetic ministry to bring us all back to the faith of the early church. Mm-hmm. And that is the good tree. It's the faith of the early church. And these denominations out there are not a good tree, because they're not built based on the foundation of Christianity, of water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when you will know what transpired throughout history, and how with the first parable that Jesus mentioned was the sower went out to sow good seed. And then the enemy came and sowed tares. And that's what he did. He brought in these tares. He brought in confusion, false teaching. And then he said, should we, the servant said, should we go out and tear out the tares? And then Jesus said, no, let them grow together until the end of the age. Mm-hmm. And this is the end of the age where all these is transpiring. And then you can see why they were bound in bundles. When the ministry of Brother Branham came along, he exposed them. These church organizations out there, these denominations, of what they really are based on. Mm-hmm. And that's what bound them into bundles, is because when you expose it, and then it gets bound into bundles, and at the end of the age, Jesus said they're going to be burned up because it's not bearing the good fruit. It's based on those tares that grew together throughout the ages and have let to allowed to grow together until the end of the age, where the real wheat from the tares and the shock and all that will be separated. And that's why the truth, when the truth is being spoken, people don't like the truth. They call it judging and being negative and stuff like that. But in it, the truth separates people. Those people who would rather believe a lie instead of the truth.
They were telling people the truth. Like you go back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, as was that Billy Graham era, you know. Mm-hmm. You're out there preaching hellfire and brimstone, and you got people by the thousands. You got them so emotional, and all you got to do now is come down here and accept the Lord as your Savior, and then you'll be saved. Well, it doesn't work that way. You got to go back to your original formula. In order to be saved, you repent of your sin, and then you get get baptized by immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But see, Satan has managed to infiltrate Christianity, and he took the Billy Graves of this world and the Oral Roberts of this world and the Jim Swaggers of this world, all these evangelistic people and the Benny Hinn, and to pervert the real picture. And here, right in the midst of us, comes God raised up Brother Brent to take us back to the apostolic faith of the early church. And now that era is over as of October the 15, 2021. Now it's kicked in something else. Now it's all that's over. That's now is the invitation to the marriage supper of Lamb. It's for whosoever will. You can't reverse things anymore. All you got to do now is here accept that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb is simply the message for your day. What we are telling you here is 100% accurate. We're just holding on to the thing that has been given to the church age related. All our commission is to keep it alive and keep your limbs all trimmed and burning. That's why we put in so much. All our resources go into trying to wake up a lost and dying world and trying to alert it to what's coming just up the road here. That Babylon is on its way out, and 3 years from now, there will be no more nothing left of that religious diabolical system out there. That Babylon is all spiritual adultery, spiritual wickedness in high places, and all we're doing, we're exposing it here, while people can still come on that bandwagon and go to that marriage supper of the Lamb, so they don't have to go through this hell that's coming. You can feel it in the atmosphere. There's something coming up the road here. Judgment is looming on the horizon, and we're just putting all our resources, everything that we have, everything that we do, all we're doing is trying to alert and wake up a lost and dying world, and that trying to keep it alive here these closing days of time. That's why the Lord couldn't sleep the other night. He reminded me of that man that had that out of the body of spirit, and then he reminded me there's only one more that from the old school, so to speak. That's Solomon Mendel from Forest River Colony, and then we found out he had some heart problems, and they took him to the hospital. So we decided, well, that's what we're going to do here. We want to put this message out and send it to him and let him know what's been going on, what his dad was looking for back in the day, and then what he was driving around to. Wherever there was a little bit of a something, he went there and he tried to figure it out, and he went down to the Cananea. Apparently that was where the Spirit of God was moving for a time, but that's all That's all petered out, and all that's left here now, the thing that you and I are holding on, we're holding on to the fort. We're holding on to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jack, because we know that's that Isaac. That's that thing that Jesus said, I counsel of thee to buy a mingle. And when you get on that bandwagon, and you come as much as think about having identified with Samuel Ray, believe you me, it's going to cost you. You're going to be branded, but it's the only way out of here is hell that's covered. Because just up the road here, like we keep saying over and over again, the day of the Lord, that great tribulation, just up there, within 3 years, there'll be nothing more left of that Babylon. Babylon is fallen, and then in 1 hour, Babylon is going to be destroyed, and that 1 hour is that 7 year period. In 1 hour, and the Revelation language is exactly 7 years. In 7 years, it started on October the 15th, 2021, and then 7 years from there, there will be no more Babylon, because rejoice of heaven and rejoice of earth and your holy apostles and prophets, because Babylon is falling, and back then and 3 years from now it will have fallen. There'll be nothing left of it. Satan will be bound and be cast into hell. And we're just doing our level best, working overtime. We can't speak fast enough to try to alert the lost and dying world. But like I say, every time we pray, we say, Lord, give that increase, because if you don't open up the hearts of the people, all we're doing here is a bunch of gibberish, and they won't be able to understand it. But it takes the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to let people know that what we're saying here is true. And just because it's out, it doesn't mean that's not true. We're doing our level best, the best we know how, to keep our spiritual sanity and to warn the lost and dying world about what's coming. Once it's over, you know.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we just know what you've allowed us to see throughout our journey here on earth, Lord. Will you let us see, Lord, what a good tree is, Lord. And then if you plant a good tree, then it'll bring good fruit, Lord. If you go back to the faith of the early church and what they were teaching, Lord, and it's sure to bring good fruit, Lord. And that's all we're trying to tell people, what the devil has been doing, what has been lost, and what you've restored in this day and hour. And that there is a good tree, Lord. And that's all we've ever wanted in life, Lord. When I was baptized in the Trinity, I knew that there was something wrong with that baptism, and you allowed me to experience and go through that, Lord, so we can tell people the truth and what that Trinity baptism is, and what a good tree is, and what the bad tree is, and what fruit it bears, Lord. So we just want to help people to understand that, and we give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.